Rangers Ward. Rangers Ward councillors. Councillor Tanya Baxter. Phone 0427 528 358. Email t.baxter, that's B-A-X-T-E-R, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Brett Owen. Phone 0418 993 370. Email b.owen, that's O-W-E-N, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot. Phone 0427 135 879. Email l.wilmot, that's W-I-L-M-O-T, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Better Surface is a gem for players. Weather will no longer be a major player at Gembrook Recreation Reserve, with the drainage and irrigation upgrades set to reduce the impact of dry summers and wet winters. The $295,000 project forms part of Council's Capital Works Program for 2015-16 and will result in a much improved playing surface. Councillor Brett Owen paid tribute to the efforts of Gembrook's football and cricket clubs, who work tirelessly to maintain the reserve. In recent seasons, due to the surface of the oval, Gembrook Football Club had to train elsewhere to keep the ground ready for match days, while Gembrook Cricket Club have used a portable irrigator to maintain it during the summer months. Volunteers have done a fabulous job, and we are happy the new drainage and irrigation works will ease the burden on them significantly, Councillor Owen said. Picture caption. Gembrook Recreation Reserve Committee of Management President Neil Busaka and Councillor Brett Owen look over the ground's new drainage and irrigation system. End caption. Paths, a step in right direction. Improved connections between townships are a priority for residents, and the sooner they happen the better, according to Councillor Tanya Baxter. As development continues in the growth area, a shared path connection between Pakenham, Officer and Beaconsfield is gradually taking shape. The section of path in Officer will be delivered as development progresses along the Prince's Highway. It will be a staged delivery over a number of years. Councillor Baxter said many residents want to see these improvements happen. Many community members have told me that they feel we have ample ball sports reserves in the area but need more footpaths. Taking it to another level. An extension to the pavilion at Chandler Recreation Reserve in Avonsley will provide a perfect place to watch the play, as well as better facilities. The pavilion extension is funded by the Australian Government, $500,000, Council, $157,000, and Emerald Sporting Clubs, $150,000. More than 25 sporting clubs and community groups use Chandler Reserve. The extension will add another level to the current pavilion and include a social space, kitchen, office, storage rooms and toilets. The works follows previous upgrades to the playing surface, as well as new cricket nets, fencing and goalposts. Council has invested over $500,000 in recent years at the reserve, and a further $850,000 is committed to upgrade the pavilion in 2016-17, Councillor Brett Owen said. Public input on parking plan. Beaconsfield residents and business operators are helping Council develop a car parking blueprint for the town. Recognising that parking is a key issue in Beaconsfield's town centre, a reference group has been formed to assist Council as it works on a precinct plan to guide delivery and management of car parking in the Wood Street commercial area. It is important to Council that this precinct plan responds to public feeling on the issue, Councillor Letitia Wilmot said. The parking precinct plan is a key initiative of the Beaconsfield Structure Plan, adopted in December 2013. Council will continue to engage with the Beaconsfield community as development of the precinct plan progresses. Picture caption. Councillor Tanya Baxter, Councillor Brett Owen and Councillor Letitia Wilmot want parking in Beaconsfield to be easier for residents. End caption. Hills organisations under one roof. Planning and consultation is continuing for the new Hills Hub at Emerald, with a hoped-for construction start date of 2016. The hub will house the Emerald Mechanics Hall and provide a space for current community groups and organisations, including Radio 3 MDR, Emerald U3A and Emerald Men's Shed. Councillor Letitia Wilmot said Council was working with these groups to ensure the hub facility caters for their needs, as well as those of other community groups and residents. Bringing these organisations under one roof will improve access to educational and skills-based learning, which will be great for residents in Emerald, Cockatoo, Jembrook and surrounding areas. The $5.7 million project is being funded by Council, $3.95 million, the Australian Government's National Stronger Regions Fund, $1.5 million, and the Eastern Dandenong Rangers Community Bank Group, $250,000. For progress updates on the Hills Hub, visit cardinia.vic.gov.au/major projects. Picture caption. Councillor Tanya Baxter and Councillor Letitia Wilmot with Hills Hub Advisory Committee members Mal Bowmaker, Emerald U3A, Mike Allery, Emerald Men's Shed, Ray Spencer, Emerald Mechanics Hall and Russell Soderland, Eastern Dandenong Rangers Community Bank Group. End caption.